We learned last week in a bracha we say Melech HaOlam. We said that the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem says that the Paschal like Rabbi Yochanan, that a bracha we need to mention Malchus. Kol bracha she'en b'malchus ain a bracha. And we said that the Yerushalmi says that the makar for this is the pasuk in Tehillim Arimimcha Elokai HaMelech. And we say Vavorcha, when you make a bracha, you have to mention Melech, Melech HaOlam. And we explained basically two understandings. The first is from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that when we say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Elokeinu is the two, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam corresponds to the two hanhagos that Hashem has in the world, not to, the two hashgachos, the two ways that Hashem deals with the world. And with Klal Yisrael, it's Hashgacha Pratis, that's Elokeinu. And with the rest of the world, it's Melech HaOlam, it's Hashgacha Klalos. The rest of the Olam, it's Melech. He's a Melech. That he's there's the Kechavim Amazalis that are in between, just like a Melech. But it's Hashgacha Klalos. And we said perhaps that's what we learn from Amar Mimcha Elokai Melech, that when David Melech praises Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he says Elokai and Hamelech, and these two things is correspondent to the two Hashgachas. The second thing we said is from the Seporno on that pasuk and Arimimcha Elokai Melech, and the way we explained that Arimimcha Elokai Hamelech corresponds perhaps to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Arimimcha is when something is, we're exalting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malbim says that's when something is beyond our comprehension. That's the Seporno says is that Hashem is Koyach Elyon, and we explained that it's Hashem's, Hashem is the life of everything. Hashem is the existence of everything. That's Havaya. And Hashem is Mahava Hakol, and there's nothing but Hashem Eino Ed Melvadoi. And Aleikai is Hashem's Hashkocha Protas, Hashkocha in the world. And Hamelech is because Hashem wants, a Malchus wants the Malchus, so Hashem is involved in the world, and that's Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to move on to really understand the general idea that the Rishonim and G'dayli Achronim, the Vilna Gaon, Avshachai, many others, many Rishonim deal with this issue. And that is that when we, there's a problem in every, there's a discrepancy in every bracha. And that is that we move on to the next word of a bracha, and what do we say? The bracha that we're dealing with is on Netilas Yadayim. So what do we say? Asher kidishanu b'mitzvois avitzivanu. And they point out that there's a problem here, because in the beginning of the bracha, we were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loshen Noichach, meaning in second person. We say, Baruch Ato. Blessed are you, Hashem. And then we say, mid-sentence, there's a switch. Asher Kidishanu. If we're taught, that's third person, that he was Mekadeshas. Because if we would be saying that you were Mekadeshas, the proper way, Diktok would be, Asher Kidash Tonu. Like we say, Ato Bechar Tonu Mikol Amen, V'kidash Tonu B'mitzvay Secha. So it would be, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidash Tonu B'mitzvay Secha V'tzivi Sonu. Suddenly, midway, mid-sentence, we switch to third person. This is something, the way the Rishonim deal with it, Loshen Noichach and Loshen Nistar, this issue, this discrepancy. And it's a very big problem, because it's not like from one pasuk to the next. In mid-sentence, it's not grammatically correct. We start off talking second person, Baruch Ato Hashem, and suddenly we flip to Asher Kidishanu in third person. It's a big issue that everyone, the Rishonim, all deal with. So, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight I would like to share with the Olam two core mahalchim how to understand this, based on the Rishonim. And what we also have to keep in mind is that even if we explore, even when we explain why a bracha has both Lashon Noichach and Lashon Nistar, second person, third person, but also why is it that specifically in the beginning of the bracha, by Baruch Ata Hashem, over there those words we talk in second person, La Baruch Ata Hashem, and at the end of the bracha, over there, we talk Lashon Nistar. What's the reason for that as well? We're going to try to keep that in mind.
How do we translate Kiddushanu is...
He was Makadu. We're talking about he is a third person. The first way is like this. Yerushalmi, that we mentioned last week, talks about that you need Malchus based on the pasuk of Arimimcha Elokai Melech. Right after that, the Gemara brings an interesting machlekes. Gemara, the Rishalmi says like this. This is at the beginning of the first of the ninth parak in brachas. It says, Rav Omar, Rav says, another element of a bracha. Sorech loymar ato. When you make a bracha, you need to say ato. Mefarshim say, Baruch ato Hashem. You need to mention ato. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel's chaylak. Ein yitzorech loymar ato. You don't need to say ato. You just say either Baruch Hashem or Baruch Hu Hashem. Now, the words of the Yerushalmi are seem that Shmuel just says you don't need to, but you could. But it seems, we'll see in a minute, that it seems like not like that. That Shmuel says that we do not say Atta. You don't say Atta. You don't say Atta. You say Baruch Hu Hashem or Baruch Hashem, but you don't say Atta. Now, the Yerushalmi, we'll see in a minute, the Yerushalmi doesn't give an explanation for this Machlekes, but Be'ez Hashem will get to this in a minute. So, like this, there's a fascinating Marmokim that I found, the Shibole HaLeket, in Seder Brachas, Ois Kuf Samachei, he says like this. He quotes this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And listen to what he says. Unbelievable. Rav Omer Baruch Ata. Ushmuel Omer Baruch Hu. You say Baruch Hu, like third verse. Hilkach, therefore, Tekinu Rabbonon Kitarvayu. Chazal. When they established the Nusach HaBrocha, they were misakin like both, Rav and Shmuel. Baruch Ata, Kirav. Baruch Ata, we say Ata, that's like Rav. Asher Kiddishanu, we don't say Asher Kiddashtanu, Kishmuel. Fascinating thing, says the Shibbol HaLeket, is that we're going with both. The Chazal, we're misakin like both, which... it needs understanding. If we pass him like Rav, then go like Rav, then you go like Rav all the way. What is it? You're not going like anybody. What is this? It seems like there's a reason to go like Rav and a reason to go like Shmuel, and we want to go like both. What does this mean? What's the idea behind this? What's the meaning of this? Oh. So, the Medrash Sheikh HaTov, the Medrash Tehillim in Tez Zayin, it says like this. Pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samet. Omer Rav, b'shoshu mevorech, when a person makes a bracha, this is the same Rav. Tzorech loymar baruch ata Hashem. You need to say baruch ata Hashem. Ushmuel omar, Shmuel says no, baruch Hashem. Okay. Says the Medrash, an addition to what Yerushalmi does not say. Al daite de Rav, what's the reasoning for Rav to say ata in a bracha? Because the pasuk says, the chsev, shivisi Hashem linegdi summit. That there's an idea that we want to have, a person is supposed to have in his mind, that Hashem is in front of him all the time. So we say specifically, ata, says Rav, we want to be mashrish, we want to instill this idea in our minds that when we make a bracha, we're standing in front of Hashem, that we're constantly standing in front of Hashem. So we specifically say Atta in order to help us realize that we're indeed in front of Hashem. And when we say Atta, that helps us recognize that. And in fact, that's what in the Shurim, when we spoke out on the word Atta, that's what we explained. We said that when the Sefer Hasidim says, that what's the Kavana when a person says Atta, what should he be thinking about? That he's standing in front of Hashem. And we said that's what brings a person to the Madreg of Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And then we explain that through that brings a person to a level of Yir HaShemayim, and when he has Yir HaShemayim, then he's Zoicha to Bracha. But that's the idea of Atta, says the Medrash. The Medrash is telling us that the idea of Rav, the reason why Rav said that a person needs to add that word in Atta and a Bracha, is to instill the message of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet. So you say Atta, and that helps a person realize, Atta, I'm talking directly to Hashem. Oh, that means Hashem is right here. When I'm just talking, we're talking about Hashem, we're talking to Hashem. So when we say Atta, that helps us realize and to makir that and to have that awareness of Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samet. That's what we see from the Medrash. Okay. Now the question is, okay, very nice. So what's the reasoning of Shmuel? It sounds like a very good reason to say Atta. What's the reason of Shmuel? Shmuel says, do not say, it seems like from Shibbol HaLeket that Shmuel didn't just say that you don't have to say it, but you don't say it. That's why he says, well, you pass like Shmuel, not to say it. Talking third person. So what's the reasoning of Shmuel? Why don't we say it? So perhaps the pshat's like this. In the Siddur HaRekeach, right before Netil Sidaim, actually, he's talking like this. He says like this. He's talking about brachas, and he says, deals with this issue of Lashon Noichach and Lashon Nester. And I want to read to you what he says. V'yesh lefarsh, b'tchilas tfilas shel adam, in the beginning of a tefillah, he's talking about a bracha, in the beginning of a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like in front of the person, Shenemar, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samet. V'oid kru achrin, in another pasuk, says, B'chol mokoy masher azkir shmi, whenever you mention the Shem Hashem, Ovoyei lecha, Ovoyech ticha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and he's mevarech a person. He says, that's why we say Lashon Noichach. That's why we start off Atta. But then he says like this, Avol Yoiser, but to continue on the bracha like that, to talk in second person, Hoya Gnai L'Shechina, it would be a Gnai, a disgrace, talking to Hashem like you, that would be a disgrace. Aval Pi, She'oimi L'Fnei HaMelech, even though indeed I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet it's true, but it's a Gnai, Hadin noisen, and it makes sense like that. Ki hay gnai le melech le daber avdei lov. If you have a melech bas of Adam, a real king, when the Eved comes to the king, he doesn't say you. When he talks to the king, he talks in third person. He said, the king said, not you said, the king said. Kol shekein le melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol shekein to melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a gnai to talk in third person. Says the Rekech, that's why there's a switch. There's a switch. We switch over to third person. Because even though when a person says Atta, he's instilling the idea of Shavis Hashem Negdi Samir, but the bottom line is that there's also an element of Gnai. There's a Gnai to the Melech that we're talking in second person, so we switch to third person. That's what the Rekech says. So this could be an understanding, perhaps, why Shmuel says that even though it's very nice, Shavis Hashem Negdi Samir, and we want to instill that idea, so we're going to say Atta, but it's a gnai to say Atta to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shmuel says, don't say Atta, right? It's a gnai to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in second person. Could be now we could understand, based on this Rekech, what the Shibale HaLeket means. Shibale HaLeket is saying, the Shibale HaLeket is saying that there's a reason to say Atta like Rav. Rav's reasoning is we want to instill Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samet. There's also a reason not to, because it's a Gnai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Shibale HaLeket, we paskin like both. In the beginning of the bracha, we say Atta, Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samet. But then we transfer over and we go like Shmuel, meaning we say that it's a Gnai, and we talk in third person. And with this idea, perhaps we could understand why it is that in the beginning, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's when we talk Lashon Noichach. Like the Rekech says, the Pasuk, B'chol mokoyim asher azkir shmi ovei elech v'rechticha. Specifically, when a person says Baruch Atah Hashem, and he says the Shem Hashem, over there, there's a special Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samet, because Hashem literally comes to the person and is Mevarach the person. So a person has the Shechinah with him. So that's the perfect time to say Atta, Shavis Hashem L'Negdi Samet. But then when we go on, like the Rekech says, that when you move on into the bracha, you can't continue like that. It's a Gnai. So we mention it once, but then you move on to talking in third person. That's the covenant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gnai to melech to talk on Lashon Noichach. So we switch over to Lashon Nister. And just perhaps we could add one more thing. And that is that when we mention further on in the bracha, Elekeinu melech olam, and we say that he's a melech. And like the Rekech says, it's a gnai to talk to a melech bas of Adam in second person. Surely melech malachem lachem. So once you say melech olam, then we have to talk on Lashon Nister. So it could be this is the understanding why in the beginning of the bracha, we talk in second person, Lashon Noichach, Atta, and then at the end of the bracha, we continue on, and we say Asher Kiddishanu, which is third person. We don't say Asher Kiddashtanu. Asher Kiddashtanu would be that he. It's Kiddishanu, is that he, and not you, Hashem. So that's the explanation.
It doesn't explain why they both say only one and not the other.
What?
It seemed like that the two opinions would have said, oh, you say this in addition to that.
Well, so Rav held, you say Atta, and Shmuel said, you know, don't mention Atta at all. But it seems like there's a pshara over here. We're making that's what the Shibbol like. It's being machadish. He's saying that we paskin like both of them, like Rav. We paskin like, we wanted to go like Rav and Shmuel. So we're trying to explain that we're sort of working with both of the Rav and Shmuel's reasonings. To we're going with both. On one hand, we want to say Ata. On the other hand, we don't want to say Ata. So we start off saying Ata when we say Hashem's name in the beginning of the bracha, but then we transfer over and we go to third person. That's the first way that I like to share with the Hill. And the second way to understand this discrepancy in a bracha between Lashon Eicha and Lashon Nistar is the second mahalach is many Rishonim touch on this, and the Vilna Gaon also went like this in two places. He talks about it, Nefesh HaChaim on such a path. But I would like to bring it out in the words of Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya actually can be found in an interesting place. He has a small sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba, which is different halachos, different Torah about a Su'uda, the Shulchan, a different, very interesting sefer. But over there, when he talks about, you know, Natil Sidaim, over there he talks about a bracha. Very interesting. So he says like this. He calls it a Loshan Nigla and a Loshan Nistar. This is what he says like this. The reason why, he says, is that we have to know that Jody came at a new point here. Okay, here we go. Just don't take my shoes. Okay. Like this. The Rabbeinu Bechai says like this. That we know, we've actually spoken about this in the past, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one hand is Nigla, and on one hand is Nister. He's somewhat revealed to us, and he's somewhat hidden. On one end, he's hidden. In which area is he revealed to us, and in what way is, in which element, in which area is he hidden from us, concealed from us? So he says, we've spoken about this in the past, that his words are, Hashem is nigla mitzad drochav upuloysav. The way Hashem is noyeg with the world, the way he deals with the world, he acts with the world, he's noyeg, that's something that's revealed to us, that's something that's apparent to us, that's something that we could see and we could tap into. What's nistar? Hashem, who he is, mahusai v'atzmusai, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Who he is, that's totally nistar from us. We can't tap in to who Hashem is. We could tap into Hashem's drachim. We could understand Hashem is nigla mitzad hanhagoisav v'drachav, but he's nister mitzad mahusay v'atzmusay. This is a yisoid we've spoken about in the past, in the shirim, and adayin elam. This is what he says. And he goes on to say that it's impossible, right? It's impossible to understand anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've spoken in the past, Hashem is limitless. In fact, we're not allowed to contemplate who Hashem is, anything about Hashem himself. And it's interesting, he says that a very interesting thing, that the Shemesh, the sun, is like a mushel to this. Very interesting. So we could study the sun. Different things about the sun. The sun, what it does for us. The heat it gives off, right? Everything, how it affects the world. The light, the sun, the heat, the growth that's caused by the sun. But he says, if one were to want it to be masik, that the atzmus, the sun itself, you can't look at the sun itself. The sun itself you can't look at. Right? Atzmusi she istako, but atzmus oiroi, to look at the light itself of the sun, yichem aronav, a person could go blind from it, right? Something, so it's an interesting thing. The atzmus of the sun itself, so he says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and similarly, is hanhagoisav. Hanhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could contemplate and we see. It's apparent to us the way Hashem deals with the world, different hanhagas, midas, Din, Racham, Amchaz, all different things we see, the way Hashem sends to the world. That's something that we could see. Who Hashem is, to get to know Hashem himself, that's Nistar, that's totally concealed from us. In fact, he goes on to say, right, in Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu had two requests. Hoydieni na es derachecha. Hashem, please show me your drachim, your ways. And on that, Hashem told him, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, that I will indeed grant you, and I will show you my toiv, I'll show you my ways. However, when he asked, Hareini na es kivaydecha, please show me the kavod, that says the Rabbeinu Bechaya is referring to the knowing Hashem himself. To get to know Hashem himself, that's impossible. Hashem told him, Leisucha l'reis panai, it's impossible for anyone to know me Right? And nor Kadosh Baruch himself, that's impossible. That's something that we can't touch. It's not relevant to anyone to understand, to contemplate. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya a very interesting thing. That Chazal, when they instituted a bracha, they wanted us to contemplate these two ideas. That Hashem on one hand is nigla, that Hashem is apparent, something that we could see, meaning his hanhagas are apparent to us. We could see, it's revealed to us. And also that Hashem himself is nistar. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya that by the way they did that is by part of the bracha instituting Lashon Noichach. Lashon Noichach, before we were saying that it's like talking second person, talk to Hashem direct like you Hashem. It says Lashon Noichach also connotes that Hashem is like revealed to us. The idea of Lashon Noichach is that something about Hashem is revealed to us that we could tap into, we could understand. He calls it not Lashon Noichach, Lashon Nigla. It's revealed to us. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, we should be mechaven that Hashem yesh lechaven boy ki hu yizborach nigle mitzad pu'loisov. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Lashon Nigle, we should be mechaven that Hashem is nigle mitzad pu'loisov. But then we talk b'Lashon Nistar, asher kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu. Then yesh lechaven boy. From any comprehension. This is what he says. And the Vilna Gaon also goes like this. And other places. This is some Rishayim also, other Rishayim also go with this approach. That the idea, the Chazal instituted, this discrepancy in a bracha, is because we're supposed to be mechaven these two ideas, that Hashem on one hand is nigla mitzad drocha v'hanagoysav, and yet, mahusay v'atzmusay is totally nistar. The question is, why is it significant? What's the idea here that we're supposed to be mechaven when we say a bracha? And these two ideas that Hashem's hanhaga is nigla and his atzmusa is nistar, why does this connect to a bracha? And furthermore, we said before, we have to keep in mind, why is it that specifically at the beginning of a bracha, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, over there, we're having in mind that Hashem's drachim are nigla, and at the end of the bracha, Asher kitshanu b'mesayis v'tzivanu, there, we're having in mind that Hashem's mahos, mitzuyusa is nistar. What's this about? So I believe that we could understand this with the Malbim. The Malbim, I think, sheds tons of light on this idea. The Malbim is actually on the pasuk that we spoke about last week. Arei mimcha elikai hamelech, va'avorcha shimcha lo'elam va'ad. Says the Malbim, amazing. It says like this. Let's analyze this pasuk. Arei mimcha Elokai HaMelech va'avor Hashimcha. It seems that there's two things David HaMelech is talking about. Be meroimim Hashem and be mevorach Hashem. Arimimcha and va'avorcha. What are these two things? To be meroimim and mevorach. That's what he zooms in on. What does this mean? What's the idea over here? So he says like this. Hashem, I'm reading his words. Nela mitzad atzmoi. Hashem mitzad atzmai, who he is Nelam. This is what we're talking about now. He's hidden. However, v'nigla mitzad puloisav. But he's revealed to us mitzad the way he acts with the world, right? That's the idea that we just said. Says the Malbim like this. Arei mimcha, we mentioned this last week from the Malbim actually. Arei haroimimus is like when you exalt. That is, connotes, Aroimimus humin hatzad shumis roimim vinela min hasaga. Aroimimcha roimimus is when we can't understand something. When we can't understand something, then we say Hashem is exalted. He's above our hasaga, above our comprehension. That's aroimimcha. That's what he says. Oh. Says the Malbim that aroimimcha lekayim melech is corresponds to Hashem's mitziyusai. Who he is? On that, we David HaMelech says, "Arei mimcha lekayim melech." Good night. We say, "Arei mimcha." We're meroimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad who He is. We're meroimim Him. We have no hasaga who He is, and who He is, arei mimcha. Oh, that's the first part of the bracha. Avorcha says the when we make a bracha, that's correspondent to His hanhaga, the way He acts with the world. Why? So he says that a bracha, his words are, Geder ha-bracha shemavarchem es Hashem, the idea of a bracha hu ha-shefa va-toiv, ha-yoyred mi-es Hashem elo-lamoi, that's corresponding to the shefa that Hashem sends down to the world. On that we make a bracha. We recognize that everything that the way Hashem runs the world and sends down to the world is all from Him. He's the Makar HaBracha, and it's all from Him. That's the idea of a bracha. A bracha is to understand that it's all from Him. That's bracha. That's correspondent to what we see, what He sends down to the world, the way He's noyheg with the world. So a bracha corresponds to the aspect of this that's nigla to us, says the Malba. What's apparent to us is what Hashem deals with the world, what He sends down to the world, the way He sends the Shefa to the world, that's apparent to us, that we see. We pick up an apple, we make a haetz, we see that, but that's something that we could tap into. We see Hashem's Hanoga, we see Hashem's Shefa. That is something that we could tap into, and that's bracha. That we make a bracha on. So the bracha, says the Malbim, is corresponding to the part that's nigla. Says the Malbim, that's why it says, Vavarcha Shimcha. Because the shame of the shameless of Hashem is what's the way His words are. Shemitzad Shimcha Shu Apirsum. The shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way Hashem is known. What's a name? A name is the way people know someone, right? The shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are keneged, that correspond the different ways Hashem relates to the world. The anhagas, all the different shameless, right? We spoke about this in the past, correspond to the different anhagas. What we see about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem is nesparsim in the world, that's the shameless. The shameless are represent that pirsum, what we see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we see about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way He acts with the world, and those are the different shameless. Because so to Shimcha, the shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the shameless we are mevarch. Beautiful. Says the Malbim, okay, fine. So that's why, so we know our Mimcha is corresponding to the Nistar, to the Hashem who He is, and Avorcha is corresponding to what's Nigla, Hashem's Pirsum. Okay, so that's why it's Avorcha Shimcha, beautiful. Why is it Arei Mimcha? Why is it, when we say Arei Mimcha, it's Elokai HaMelech? What about that has what to do with the element of this that Hashem is who He is? I believe that the Malbim is saying something so beautiful here. Listen to this. He says like this, V'tzaynuhu, this idea. Keep in mind here, what's going on? What's going on is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending all the Shefa to the world, but yet, He Himself can't see Him. We don't know anything about Him. Says the Malbim, that's why we coin HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. A Melech has that blend, that midah, that element. He says like this, V'yitzaynuhu v'metzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'melech hanistor b'chvoidoim. A king, we don't have kings these days, right? We don't know much about it. A king is Nistar. No one ever saw the king. Adraba, the covet of the king was that he wasn't seen. No one knew, no one ever saw the king. But yet, right? Hanistar b'chvayde miroyim emekol sarababad. If he's above and exalted above all everyone else and no one sees the king. Ubekol zeh, but yet, everything comes from the king. In the kingdom, everything is coming from the king. He's the living, the guiding force of the whole kingdom. Everyone knows that everything that comes to us in our province, in our city, in our town, is from the king. He's behind everything. But yet we don't see him. Right? So everything, the anhaga, everything that comes to us, everything that we receive, that we benefit, is all, the king is the guiding force, the living force behind everything. But yet, you don't see the king. He's not seen who he is. We don't, that's the covet of the king, that he's not seen. No one sees the king. That's why, beautiful, that's the idea of Hashem, when we say Hashem is a melech. That blend, that yet, that although Hashem is totally, his anhaga, everything that we receive from him is from him directly. But yet, him himself, we can't see him. He's not. We can't connect. We can't perceive him. That's what it means. Melech says the Malbim, beautiful. Arimimcha Elokai HaMelech. That when we talk about Roimimus and we're Meroimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this idea that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, the Shefa that comes to the world is all from him, And everything, it's all apparent to us. We see everything that Hashem is sending us, but He Himself is Nistar. It can't be Masik HaKadosh Baruch Himself. That's Melech. Isn't that beautiful? Ayrimimcha Elakai HaMelech Va'avarcha Shimcha. So there's two things. There's the Nigla and the Nistar. The Nigla is Hashem's Hanhaga, and that is Avarcha Shimcha, Hashem's shame. The shame is represent, correspond to Hashem's Hanhaga, the way He's Mashpi on the world. But yet, He's a Melech. He's Nistar Ba'at, His Atzmusai, His Mahusai is totally hidden from us, just like a Melech. I think this could help us understand what we're saying here from the Rishonim, from Abbeinu Bechaya. And that is that when we make a bracha, we're recognizing and we're being mevarech the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? What does that mean? That we see Hanhaga, we see a Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're mevarech, we're makir that it's from Hashem. That's Avarcha Shimcha. That's Avarcha Shimcha. And that's why, that's the idea that when we mention, it's beautiful. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, when we mention the Shemus of Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, those are the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say Baruch to that, Avarcha Shimcha, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. That's Nigla. That's something that we could see. So then we say Ata. Ata connotes that we could perceive, and that's revealed to us. The Shemus of Hashem, meaning the Anhagas of Hashem, that's Nigla to us, and that's where Mevarech that. So when we say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, we say Ata, because that's indeed Nigla to us. But then when we go on and we say Melech Olam, we realize that Hashem, even though it's apparent to us and it's revealed to us, Hashem is Hanhaga, and the way He deals with us, but He's a Melech. He's a Melech. He Himself, Mitziyusoy u'mahusoy, who He is, we have no Hasaga, we can't tap in at all to that. So we transfer over to Lashon Nistar. That's Lashon Nistar that we're not talking. We're talking Lashon Nistar. So that's beautiful, this idea that Hashem is Nigla and Nistar. That's the two. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu. I'm just going to end off that we've mentioned in the past, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem says two halachas about a bracha. The first is Rav. Omer Rav, Kol bracha she'en bar askaras Hashem, ein a bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have haskar, you have to mention Hashem's name in a bracha. And this is the halacha. You need to mention Hashem's name in a bracha. For it to be a bona fide halachic bracha, you need to mention Hashem's name. Halacha number two, for Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rabbi Yechanan is Moisif, Kol bracha she'en bar malchus ein a bracha. You need to mention Melech HaOlam. And this is la halacha. A bracha requires two things. You need to mention Hashem's name, and you need to mention Melech HaOlam. The Gemara in Brachos here doesn't mention a source for these two halachas. However, we mentioned last week that the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the ninth parak, says, what's the makar for this that you need to mention Melech HaOlam Malchus? This pasuk. Arimimcha lekai hamelech. And some of Farshim over there explain that Arimimcha lekai hamelech is because it says Arimimcha lekai hamelech va'avarcha. So when you make a bracha, you have to mention hamelech. So that's the makar for this din, that you need to say Malchus, you need to mention Malchus. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the back of the Shalmein, in Galbiyay Nashas, he says that could be, that's also the makar for this, that you need to mention Askar Hashem. You need to mention Hashem's name. Because you darshan the pasuk that the word Havarcha is going on the word before it and the word after it. Meaning, it says, Arimimcha Elekai Hamelech Va'avarcha Shimcha. So he says, we darshan the word avarcha both on the word before it, which is melech, and the word after it, shimcha. You need to mention Hashem's name. So these two halachas are both learnt up from this pasuk. Arimimcha lekai melech. It could be it's beautiful, the way the Malbim, the way the Rebbeinu Bechai is explaining, and the Vilna Gaon, that what are these two ideas? These two ideas that the Gemara is telling us, you need to mention the shame, you need to mention Hashem's name, and you need to mention Malchus. Perhaps these two things correspond to the two elements, the Nigla and the Nistar. The Nigla, that in a bracha, we need to mention in a bracha the Nigla. That's shame. That's the shame of Hashem. The shame is of Hashem, is corresponds, says the Malbim, to the thing that's what's nigel about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way his shemus is what we see. His pirsum in the world, is that's brought out by the shemus. That's the idea of saying a shemana bracha. The idea of mentioning Malchus is that Hashem is the nistar aspect. And that is that Hashem is nistar b'chvayde, like a melech, that his mahusay is nistar totally from us. And there are these two ideas of a bracha, which we learn from Ayrimim Chalakai Melech, of Baruch Hashem Chalai Lamed. Ashakach.